Hi, I'm Paul Rialli from Charlotte Lit with a 2-minute writing tip for Charlotte Readers Podcast. In a previous tip, I encouraged you not to make New Year's resolutions for your writing, but instead to do this. Right now, establish well-defined writing goals and describe the lifestyle changes required to help you reach those goals. Today's tip follows that one with a way to help you visualize and keep those goals, a vision board. The concept of a vision board is simple. Cut and paste found images and words that represent your goals and dreams and arrange them artfully on a poster board. The result is a powerful visual depiction that can serve as a touchstone to help you focus on your goals, improve your productivity, and even guide your decision-making. Writers can use vision boards to depict their goals and dreams, completed books, manuscript pages, bookstore shelves. You can display images that put you in a writing mood, an ideal writing space, images from nature, depictions of the muses. If you have a mantra like butt in chair or just one page or why not me, you can put it on the board. There are no rules, no restrictions. You are creating your own unique vision, and the only audience for the board is yourself. Once it's done, display it someplace where you can see it and be inspired by it, such as on the wall in the room where you do your most writing. If you find it works for you, you can create project-specific boards. I have a board with scenes from Buffalo, New York, where my mystery novels are set, and depictions of characters that resemble those in my story, and images that represent key story moments. On a final note, you can create a vision board to illustrate very clear goals or to discover your vision, allowing the found images to speak to you. Now, here's your action step. Make a vision board. Magazine, scissors, glue stick, poster board. That's what you need. Then take your time. Turn through the magazines, cutting out images and words that seem meaningful. When you have more than you need, lay them out on the board, move them around, glue them down when it feels right. When done, hang it prominently. Repeat at least annually. For more 2-minute tips from Charlotte Lit, listen to Beyond 300 episodes of this podcast or visit charlottelit.org/tips.